Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate Tuesday night. That's tonight, 5 weeks ahead of the November 3rd election. It's the first of three debates over the next month. The event held in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, comes as Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage for weeks over Trump in national polls. But the race is closer in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could once again lose the popular vote as he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton and still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will watch the debate on television or live stream. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, Guterres said. Science matters. Cooperation matters. And misinformation kills. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reached a grim milestone, the World Health Organization official said the actual toll is probably higher. The 1 million fatalities are among the more than 33.2 million people around the world who've been sickened by the disease. There are growing signs many nations are about to experience a second wave. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is